Welcome to the first episode of A New Thing. Can you feel that? All things new. See, change is often uncomfortable, but it's also a sign of growth and renewal. When old seasons come to an end, it makes room for new beginnings. And in those transitions, God is often at work behind the scenes. As it says in Isaiah 43:19, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" God uses change to shift us into purpose, to open doors we never imagined, and to refine us into who He has called us to be. Though we may not always understand the process, we can trust that He is making a way even in the wilderness. Change in God's hand is not something to fear. It's something to embrace with hope. And when life feels overwhelming and you feel unqualified or overlooked, remember that God often chooses the least likely people to fulfill His greatest purposes. 1 Corinthians 1:27 reminds us, "But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong." This means your struggles, your setbacks, or imperfections. Hear me loud, hear me clear. This means your struggles, your setbacks, or your imperfections will not and do not disqualify you. They actually position you for God's power to be seen more clearly. Hear me clear. They position you for God's power to be seen more clearly. So I say to you today, do not give up. Keep going, even when it doesn't make sense, because God is writing a story through your life that will defy human logic and reveal His glory. Remember, in your weakness, He is strong, and through your obedience, He will do the unimaginable.